Let's get started with the situation that's taking place in the Middle East right now, and let's draw on your background as a former State Department diplomatic security official and a terrorism expert. One of the things that we're hearing is that there is a likelihood that Hamas, or rather, there's a likelihood that Hezbollah might attack Israel. As well as Iran, they may do it together. There may be a multi-pronged attack from the two of them. But I want, if you would, to give us a sense of what kind of terrorist capabilities or what kind of attack capabilities Hezbollah brings to this picture, and then talk a little bit about how they work with Iran and Iran enables them.
It's a great question, JJ. When you look at the history of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and their intelligence service relationship with Hezbollah goes back to the early 80s, back on my watch when, at the behest of Iran, Hezbollah was carrying out attacks, asymmetric attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in 83 and in Beirut again in 84 and U.S. Embassy in Kuwait in 84. And the kidnappings of the Western hostages, which I worked on to include the very strategic kidnapping of William Buckley, the CIA station chief in Lebanon. And of course, when you think about that time frame, a lot has not changed, meaning that relationship has been emboldened and fostered and is very symbiotic between Iran and Hezbollah. And when you think from just a intelligence capability perspective, Hezbollah has morphed into a global kind of organization as well that is very capable of tactical strikes inside the region, Lebanon, Israel, and so forth. But they've also shown the ability to surprise us. And right before I left Washington, we had the horrific attacks on the Israeli facilities in BA, Argentina, is an example, JJ, of their global kind of capabilities. And we also had a thwarted plot in Bangkok, Thailand, right before I left Washington, too. And the element of surprise is something that I worry about when I look at our current tempo of events that's unfolding. Everybody sits back and kind of perceives that Iran and/or Hezbollah has got to strike is Israel proper, but let's all remember that Israeli diplomatic facilities around the globe are considered Israeli property, and so forth. So, the scope of soft targets that Hezbollah and/or Iran could hit, either Jewish organizations, Israeli targets around the globe, are pretty much endless.
Talk about the Hezbollah terror capability. There was a point in time when we were reminded that Al Qaeda was the quote JV team when it comes to terrorism, and that Hezbollah was the world's number one before ISIS came along. Can you put into perspective where they stand now in terms of their capabilities?
When you look at Hezbollah today, predominantly due to the Iranian support, they are a formidable enemy, meaning they are a nation-state kind of capability from an intelligence perspective, the ability to conduct cyber attacks, asymmetric kind of attacks, intelligence collection. They're just as good as anybody else in the world when it comes to that kind of capability because, of course, they're being assisted and propped up by the state sponsor of terror, which is Iran. And so when you think of Hezbollah today, you're thinking of an organization that has the ability to reach back into Iran and take advantage of everything from targeting profiles to global capability and the ability to just nick at us. And what I mean by that, JJ, the recent wonderful work by the FBI on thwarting the alleged persistent assassination plots against former President Trump and the other individuals, like former Secretary of State Pompeo. And let's not forget that these individuals are still being protected today, which typically would not be the norm, which shows the level of concern, at least for those other than former President Trump, outside of that Washington circle, which means the intelligence community very much believes that the Iranians intend to get even. And strike back. And I believe that too. I think we've seen enough evidence of that historically that it needs to be taken very, very seriously.
We've been told by a number of researchers, and there's ample evidence of this, that Hezbollah has a significant store of rockets in southern Lebanon, something on the order of 160 or 70,000 rockets. But they have other capabilities as well. And I wonder, can you give us a sense of what Israel and the West need to be prepared for in terms of a kinetic or a military strike capability there?
I think when you look at the seriousness of this, and if you just look at the US naval fleets and the US military response that has been pre-positioned in the region, is something that we can't lose sight of. Obviously, that's an obvious show of strength that we're prepared to assist in some capacity. You look at the diplomatic initiatives that are underway between the US and Jordan, which is a key ally and partner of ours. You look at some countries like Jordan and Saudi Arabia coming out and saying, look, you better not use our airspace, Iran, to carry out any kind of attack. And so, the Iranians, have long been depicted as individuals that are not rational actors. I hold the belief that they are rational actors, and they're going to pick and choose the time of attack. And as we all know, in the protection business, you can't maintain a constant level of readiness all the time in anticipation of these kinds of attacks and where they might come from. So I think that that's another thing that Iran has the ability to a little bit play chess on this and watch the US reaction, watch the other allies' reaction, and so forth. But I also think they're very capable of striking completely outside of the theater. And again, that would worry me if I was back in DC thinking of historically how they've been able to surprise us.
Fred Burton, Executive Director of Protective Intelligence at ONTIC. JJ Green, WTOP News.